have details.
Why Anne Arundel County's school superintendent will leave at the end of the year. I'm Kate Ryan.
If COVID's making it tough to pay rent, a deadline to know about, I'm Neil Augenstein.
The Dow up 687 now. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The discovery of at least two Omicron COVID-19 variants here in the U.S. has the Biden administration in overdrive trying to stop the spread. Speaking right now with the National Institutes of Health, President Biden is pushing the case for booster shots.
Starting today, we're making it easier than ever to get booster shots. I'm calling on pharmacies, and they've been cooperative, big and small, to offer more appointments, more walk-in hours, including on weeknights and weekends, so you can get vaccinated at a time that works best for you and your family.
He's also set to announce he's extending a requirement that people wear masks on public transit like planes and trains through mid-March. Minnesota officials say one of their residents has tested positive for the Omicron variant. It's the second known case here in the U.S., and State Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm says the person just arrived back from a convention in New York where 53,000 people attended.
It seems quite possible, perhaps, you know, most likely that the transmission happened at the convention in New York City, but that's not definitive.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
We encourage people who have been at a conference recently at the Javits Center during the dates of November 18th to 22nd that they also get tested, and we're going to make sure that everyone knows. We have a way to contact these individuals.
There is a heavy police presence, lots of traffic, and a lockdown at the United Nations due to a man on the outside with a gun. WCBS's Steve Burns says the incident has been happening for several hours now.
10:30 in the morning was the first report of a man with a gun outside UN headquarters, that iconic plaza with flagpoles and flags blowing in the breeze. There was a man you could see on video, seems to be an older man, grayish hair, maybe in his 60s, pointing a gun alternately in the street or maybe even towards himself.
The NYPD says police negotiators are speaking with that man. Overseas now, with the Secretary of State making the case for diplomacy amid the emerging crisis between Russia and Ukraine. Our Cammie McCormick is traveling with Secretary Antony Blinken in Stockholm.
Secretary Blinken said the purpose of seeing Foreign Minister Lavrov was to communicate clearly and directly U.S. concerns and the consequences. He said both of them would take those messages back to their presidents, and he expected President Biden and President Putin may speak directly in the near future.
Art Basel is back, and because why not? Miami's DJ Khaled is coating chicken wings in 24-karat gold and edible diamonds. Celebs seen around town include Cardi B and Martha Stewart. The Dow this hour is up 687. NASDAQ is up 128. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
Good afternoon. It is 2:03, and oh my, it is beautiful on this Thursday, December the 2nd, 61 degrees. Everybody, I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story is the difficulty and fallout of charting school districts through pandemic times. Many superintendents will be stepping down, but the school's boss in Anne Arundel County is being replaced. WTOP's Kate Ryan says it's happening after 8 years on the job.
In his letter to Anne Arundel County school staff, families, and the community, Dr. George Arlotta wrote, "It is with appreciation and sadness that he was announcing he's leaving in June." And he explained it wasn't his choice. Arlotto said he wanted to stay on, but that the Board of Education opted not to renew his contract. He did say that the past 21 months have been difficult and that everyone has been impacted by the pandemic. Arlotto's among a group of Maryland school chiefs that have recently left or will be leaving. The difference is those superintendents in Montgomery, Calvert, Talbot, Carroll, and Wicomico counties made the decision on their own not to stay on. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Anne Arundel's Board of Education President Melissa Ellis issued a statement saying the board decided it's time for a new leader to bring different experiences and vision to the system.
Ellis says the board was grateful for Arlotto's leadership and that the board looks forward to working with him for the remainder of the school year. In other news, there is an important deadline to be aware of if the pandemic is making it hard to pay your rent in Prince George's County.
The Emergency Rental Assistance Program in Prince George's County has made over $42 million in rent and utility payments, but the program will soon stop accepting new applications. The deadline for filing a new one is Wednesday, December 15th. That's when the application portal will close, but the program will review and process applications already in the system. The county says closing the portal will make sure the Department of Housing and Community Development has the money on hand to process and pay applications received between today and December 15th. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
It is often easy to forget your wallet. It's easier to forget it than your phone, and that could come in handy if a new bill becomes law in the district.
The city is looking to put driver's licenses and other IDs on apps on your phone, much like modern credit cards and event tickets. The district's council is looking at a bill that could be passed later this month.
DMV is ready to implement the legislation immediately and already has an app designed to allow presentation of these credentials.
Councilmember Mary Che chairs the Committee on Transportation.
This law in no way requires anybody to get their license in an electronic format or their ID, and the physical licenses will still work just as they always have.
Under the bill, police are prohibited from looking at anything else on the phone when you show them your ID. Meanwhile, in Maryland, they've already partnered with Apple to put their IDs on iPhones. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Hey, you ready for some Christmas spirit? You are in luck. The National Christmas Tree gets its lights on tonight. It's the 99th holiday evergreen to hold court on the White House ellipse. President Biden and First Lady Jill will flip the switch on the tree and get to listen to their guests, including the Howard University Gospel Choir. Hip-hop legend LL Cool J is the host. He tells CBS Mornings why he's really looking forward to it.
It's been, you know, almost a year and a half or two of, you know, us being kind of stuck inside and people not really being able to feel close to one another, and I think it's nice to kind of bring that joy to the country. That's why I wanted to do it.
Hey, tonight's ceremony is not open to the public. It will air on CBS Sunday night at 8:30, but you can see it in person starting Saturday at 10 a.m. Hey, one last thing. Today's ceremony will undoubtedly impact afternoon traffic. Dave Dildine will keep you updated on road closures and the like. We have got your traffic and closure information as well as tree lighting details at WTOP.com. Speaking of traffic, we've got your traffic and weather next, 207.
For cancer patients, building back better from the pandemic should mean lowering costs and strengthening access to local cancer care. But instead of building up our cancer infrastructure, Congress is on the verge of destroying it by rushing through massive Medicare changes that would increase costs and reduce access to community cancer doctors. Build Back Better will have serious unintended consequences for cancer patients.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night. No matter how chaotic your day is, conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.